Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Dana Shield. She's the public communications specialist with the Colorado Springs Airport. Dana, it's so great to have you on the show today because it is the season to get out to the airport and do some flying. First of all, the first thing I want to ask you, as you join us on the show, there's a couple of things. The CDC mask requirements and the federal mask mandate, how does that affect travelers if they're thinking about vacations and starting their trip off at the Colorado Springs Airport?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, and I'm glad you asked about that. So obviously the CDC recently came out and said that if you are vaccinated, you have a little bit more leniency with mask usage. That is not the case on public transportation networks. So that includes the airport and like public buses and aircraft. So travelers that are still flying COS or flying anywhere will still need to wear masks in all of the public areas of the airport per the federal mandate. So we are a little bit separate from the CDC due to the federal mandate. So I just want to make sure all travelers are reminded that they still have to wear their mask when traveling.
Okay, so the bottom line is you have to wear a mask when you go to the airport. Now, when you get there, what's going to be great is you've got some deals going on long-term parking. So if you're going to take a nice long trip somewhere, what are some of the parking deals you got going on right now at the airport?
Yeah, so obviously summer travel is coming up with Memorial Day. And during the month of June, as a way of showing our appreciation to our customers, but also welcoming travelers back, there are a lot of people that have not traveled in a long time. We are doing 50% off of our long-term parking lot. So normally, full price is $7 a day, but during the month of June, travelers will only be paying $3.50 a day for long-term parking.
Wow, that is a great deal. And I'm looking at all these incredible deals right now that the airlines are offering for folks that, I mean, for instance, if you want to fly to LA, or if you want to fly to Florida, I mean, let's talk about the carrier service. Who's out at the airport right now, and what deals should we be looking for to fly out of Colorado Springs, the most convenient airport in the area? I mean, there's nothing worse than driving to DIA and getting caught up through the gap and all that travel stuff. I mean, the only thing I want to do is get to the airport, get on my airplane, and fly somewhere. So let's talk about the carriers and what deals we should be looking for.
Sure. So we have five amazing carriers. So American Airlines, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, and United all fly out of Colorado Springs Airport. We do fly nonstop to a handful of destinations, including Dallas, Chicago, Salt Lake, Vegas, Phoenix, of course, Denver, and Houston, and like you mentioned, LA. So there are great places to fly nonstop or direct to, and we have amazing connections with all of these carriers, so you can easily connect really coast to coast with a lot of these destinations. As far as deals, the airlines are having, we have noticed that we have seen a fluctuation in fares. Prices have definitely become more competitive, especially with Southwest Airlines beginning in their service in March. They obviously brought a new type of, you know, air service to Colorado Springs Airport. So we have seen that as folks begin to travel again, fares, I think, are looking favorable for everyone.
I mean, if we live in Colorado Springs, it only makes sense to fly out of the Springs. I mean, why would anybody want to spend an hour driving to get to the airport to save maybe $30 or $40? I ask my daughter that question all the time. We flew to Dallas. I'm like, where are we going to fly out? She said, we're going to go out of DIA. And I'm like, why do you want to drive at 4 o'clock in the morning to DIA when we could fly out of the Springs for just a little bit more? I mean, the money is worth it, you know, to be able to fly out of the airport where you only drive, like, depending on where you live in the Springs, obviously. But, I mean, it is such a convenient and awesome airport.
Yeah, you know, like we say, we are called a small airport, but we're big on a lot of things, and convenience is one of those factors that we are proud of. And we also have a lot of great benefits. So like you mentioned, what is your time worth? What is convenience worth? Obviously, parking in the month of June is going to be a fraction of what you might pay if you drive up north. So there's a lot of factors involved that I think COS definitely comes out on top.
You know how much it was for us to park at DIA to go to Dallas for, like, I think it's 3 days? It was $80. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, that is amazing. I mean, you got 80 there. You got the gas to get to Denver. And by the time you pay all that, you might as well just fly out of Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably about a fourth of the cost in parking there. So it definitely, exactly. We like to boast that we do have the convenience among, you know, other things like great service as well.
Now, we got about 30 seconds left. I want to just touch on the numbers very quickly. How are we doing right now as far as numbers are concerned from year to year?
People are starting to travel again. We are seeing, actually, we are close to 2019 numbers. So not 2020, but comparing 2019 when travel was doing fairly well. We are getting back to that. We're just about 5% away from our 2019 numbers in March. So travel is definitely coming back, and we're definitely seeing a resurgence in air travel, which is a positive thing.
That is excellent. Dana, it's always great talking to you, and I'm looking forward to our monthly chats every month. And I just I want to personally encourage anyone who's thinking about flying, fly out of Colorado Springs. It is so convenient. You walk through the doors, you get on your airplane, and you're off. I mean, it just brings a smile to my face. I mean, we're flying out of the springs everywhere we go this summer, so there's no question about that. Dana, thanks for the time again. We really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you next month.
Thank you. Bye-bye.